Welcome to Kripalu Perspectives, enlightening interviews with leading teachers, authors, and thinkers associated with Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I'm Portland Helmick, your host, and today I'm talking to Deborah Davis, a Qigong instructor, acupuncturist, and medical intuitive who's been involved in alternative medicine for 25 years, specializing in women's health. Deborah is the author of Women's Qigong for Health and Longevity, a practical guide for women 40 and older, and her instructional DVD, The Spirit of Qigong, was named one of the top Qigong resources by Spirituality and Health magazine. Deborah teaches women's Qigong internationally. Thanks so much for being here, Deborah.
Thanks for having me.
So many of us are somewhat familiar with Tai Chi, but fewer people are familiar with Qigong. So I'm wondering if you can start by telling us, of course, what it is and how it's different from Tai Chi and maybe even how it's different from yoga.
Okay, well, Qigong is an ancient system of self-healing that has been used in China for thousands of years for health and longevity. Qi means life force energy, and Gong in Chinese means to cultivate or work. So literally, Qigong means to cultivate your own life force energy. There are also three components of Qigong: deep abdominal breathing, very similar to yoga, slow, gentle movements that look like Tai Chi, and visualization. Now, Tai Chi, everybody asked me this, what's the difference? And it's actually a martial art, which is used for self-defense, though it does have healing benefits as well, such as lowering blood pressure and aiding in coordination and balance. But it is harder to learn and takes years to master the form. With Qigong, you don't have to be so precise. You really modify the movements to address your own body needs. And what I love about it is you feel the benefits immediately. Yoga, of course, is a system that balances body, mind, and spirit, and it's excellent for developing strength and flexibility. However, I have many women that come to me to learn Qigong after injuries because they can't practice yoga anymore. So Qigong is basically easier to learn than Tai Chi or yoga, and I teach people of all fitness levels and ages. And overall, the main purpose of Qigong is it's for self-healing, and anyone can learn to really heal themselves.
So what drew you to it?
So while in acupuncture school back east, two students taught us energy exercises during the breaks to keep us awake for the night classes. And I was amazed I didn't need caffeine. Then they invited me to meet a Qigong master. In those days, I didn't know what Qigong was. And I was expecting somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger when an old man appeared. We stood in a row about 20 feet away from him, and he put up his hand, and I felt a wave of energy hit my chest. And with his energy, he pushed me back against the wall, and we all fell back like dominoes. It was amazing.
And he was 20 feet away from you?
Yeah. And so that obviously piqued my energy, my energy and also my interest in Qigong. I said, I want to learn how to do this.
Absolutely.
It was amazing. And then I moved to California the next year to continue my studies, and I met my present Qigong master, who I've been studying with for almost 20 years now.
Now, you were saying earlier that Qigong can be used to heal disease. How so? You know, that sounds like sort of a bold claim.
I thought it was a bold claim, too, until I personally witnessed many miraculous healings with Qigong. Qigong is actually a part of Chinese medicine, which has a totally different concept of health and disease than Western allopathic medicine. Our bodies are composed of energetic pathways called meridians that run through our entire body. And when there's imbalance of energy or stagnation, this can cause illness or pain. In acupuncture, we use needles to manipulate this energy, but Qigong is like needleless acupuncture. Qigong can actually clear the imbalances through deep breathing, stretching, which activates the meridians, self-massage on acupuncture points, and ancient healing sounds which regulate the organs, clearing out both physical and emotional issues. And you know, our body has an amazing capacity for healing, but we're not taught self-healing in this culture. But in China, they actually have Qigong hospitals and clinics with reported cure rates of over 90%.
They have Qigong hospitals in China?
Yeah, and there's one woman I want to tell you about. She's famous in China. Her name was Madame Guo Lin, and she actually healed herself of bladder and uterine cancer. And she was on her deathbed when she decided to try the Taoist Qigong passed down to her through her family. And she healed herself within 6 months and went on to teach this protocol to thousands of Chinese in China. And I've included some of her exercises in my book.
Did she only practice Qigong?
She only did Qigong, yeah.
And so at these hospitals, Qigong hospitals and clinics that you're speaking of, where people have miraculous cures, they're only practicing Qigong? They're not doing any other form of medicine?
Yes, there are clinics that are solely for Qigong, and then there are clinics, hospitals in China that use acupuncture herbs, you know, allopathic medicine, like if somebody had cancer, they would get the radiation and chemo, but they'd also get the herbs to balance out their energy and their digestive system and immune system while they're getting the chemo and radiation. So it's really integrated medicine over there.
Do you know of any people or clients here in the U.S. who have cured some sort of serious illness, maybe like cancer, through just Qigong?
Oh, yes. I've seen a lot of people in my clinic. One example is a woman who came in, and she had lung cancer, which had metastasized, and she was only given 2 months to live. And she was quite young. She was only in her 40s and had a young family, and she was a smoker. So the first thing I asked her to do was to go home, apologize to her lungs, along with doing simple Qigong exercises for her lungs and kidneys and overall immunity. And in 6 months, her tumors were gone. And a year later, she was actually hiking in the mountains. It was incredible.
And again, Deborah, she wasn't doing anything else?
Well, she was doing the Qigong and working with her emotions, and she quit smoking.
Right, but she wasn't doing radiation or chemotherapy or...
No, she'd been through two or three treatments of radiation and chemo, and they basically said, we can't do anything and go home and die.
Right, right. So you were maybe a last resort and a very good one. So I said when I introduced you that you specialize in women's Qigong. Why is Qigong especially beneficial for women?
Well, women actually go to the doctors twice as often as men, and for issues that they can heal themselves, such as menopause symptoms and female concerns and headaches and fibromyalgia, even depression. But Qigong can help women balance their own hormones, reduce stress, increase their own energy, prevent diseases like osteoporosis and cardiac problems. So most Qigong books and classes focus on the lower Dantian, which is our energy center right below the umbilicus. But women actually have two other important energy centers. And one is called the uterine palace, and it's right above the pubic bone. And even if you've had a hysterectomy, you still have that energetic blueprint there. So I teach women how to energize this area, which can help with PMS and cramps and menopause and hormonal issues and reproductive problems and low libido. I also focus on the energy center between the breasts, which helps to prevent breast cancer and keep the breasts healthy.
I know it's kind of hard to describe something like this during a conversation because Qigong is something that's visual, but I'm wondering if you can give an example of a simple Qigong exercise that you have women do.
Well, you're right. It is difficult to describe over the phone, but I'll try. So one of my favorites is a lymph pump, and this is good for preventing breast cancer since it stimulates the lymph in the chest, and the lymph is what clears out the toxins from the body. So what you do is you stand with your feet about hip-width apart, and raise your arms up to the sides with your elbows bent about 90 degrees, and you slightly arch your chest. I call it the stick-up position, you know, if you're getting robbed. And so you expand your chest upward on the inhalation and look to the sky, and on the exhalation you close your hands into a tight fist, or actually a loose fist, and contract your arms into your chest like you're doing a stomach crunch, but you're still standing up. And just repeat this about 18 to 36 times to help keep you energized throughout the day and to prevent cancer.
Now, how do you practice Qigong and what's it done for you?
Well, I love to start my day with an hour or two of Qigong in the morning and then do some meditation. And I usually design my practice to address what I need for that day and also to align it with the seasons. As far as benefits, there are probably too many to recount here, but I did go through menopause with no hot flashes or night sweats, which was great. And daily, it keeps me calmer, less reactive, more joyous, and really more present with myself and others.
And another thing that it's done for you, I know, is enhance your psychic abilities. When I introduced you, I said that you were a medical intuitive, and I think that some people probably are not that familiar with what a medical intuitive is. Can you explain?
A medical intuitive uses their psychic abilities to look into somebody's body and see what's going on, much like an x-ray machine. So I personally read the energetics of the whole person, which include their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. And it doesn't matter if they're in front of me or across the world. Energy really has no time or space boundaries. I'm also a kinesthetic intuitive, so I feel what's going on in the other person's body, in my own body.
Well, then I just have to ask, if you're sitting here on the phone with me, I mean, I don't expect a big reading, but can you read something that's going on in my body, just one simple thing right now?
Well, one thing I can see, without getting too personal, is just when I look at your body energy, it's pretty scattered. So what I would suggest, and I know you just moved from L.A. to Boston.
Actually, the other way, from Boston to
L.A.
L.A.,
right. So I would suggest that you do grounding exercises because, you know, Boston is a very grounded place, while L.A. is the opposite. I mean, even the earth moves below your feet there. So a helpful meditation would be to imagine, you probably know this, you know, that when you imagine roots going down from the bottom of your feet and also from the end of your spine, extending down into the earth, and really feel yourself grounded and rooted like a tree.
I could really benefit from that every morning.
That will help you feel less scattered and tired.
Yes. Thank you. That's great. Now, some people use Qigong not to develop psychic abilities, but actually as a form of fitness. And that's sort of surprising to me. Could the slow movements of Qigong really be rigorous enough to provide adequate exercise?
Yes. Qigong does provide general strengthening and flexibility and increases your physical stamina, especially through the stances, which is where you hold one posture for a while. But more importantly, it really addresses the whole body, mind, and spirit connection and is more a way of life instead of going for the power and the muscle burn that we're obsessed with in the West.
It really can provide enough. I mean, I just came from the gym this morning and I was doing weights and I was doing stomach crunches and I was, you know, I was on the treadmill and I could really get as much from Qigong as from all of those things?
Yeah. What's amazing is my Qigong master is in his early 80s, and he looks like he's 60, and he has amazing muscle delineation, and all he does is Qigong. And he even outran me last year when I was visiting him back east. So you can really get strong by doing Qigong.
Before we close, Deborah, I'm just wondering if you can give an example of a simple Qigong exercise that maybe anybody could do, maybe like the one you were describing to me, like being rooted into the ground like a tree.
Exactly. This will be a perfect one for you because it's called hugging the tree. And it's a Qigong exercise that's used in all schools of Qigong. So what you do is you stand with your feet about shoulder width apart and your knees slightly bent, and then raise your arms up in front as if you're holding a beach ball at the level of your heart. Allow your palms to face towards you and have your elbows slightly pointing down to the ground and relax your shoulders. And you just stand here in this position and practice deep abdominal breathing. Clear your mind and just relax. And this is a great stance that will increase your stamina and strength, enhance immunity, and really grounds your whole being and focuses the mind. And I had to stand in this stance for over half an hour before my teacher would take me on as an apprentice. It was quite difficult, but it's a very popular and effective Qigong stance that you'll see in most of the parks throughout China.
Well, I am going to give it a go. I want to thank you so much for being with me today, Deborah.
Okay, thanks so much. I enjoyed it.
If you'd like more information about Deborah Davis's work or workshops, you can go to womensqigong.com. That's womensqigong.com. I'm Portland Helmick. Thank you for listening to Kripalu Perspectives. Kripalu Perspectives is a production of Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, the nation's leading retreat center for yoga and holistic living, offering workshops, trainings, and retreats in Western Massachusetts. Visit us online at kripalu.org. That's K-R-I-P-A-L-U.org.